This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Top story at 5 o'clock. Colorado Springs police investigating a deadly crash involving a fire truck that happened near Dorchester Park.
A brush truck responded to that fire, and when they entered the park, an individual was struck by the brush truck, and that individual is deceased on scene.
Fire Lieutenant Shannon Snug says that a woman died before she could be taken to an area hospital. More details about that crash are expected later today.
A child is recovering in the hospital after getting hit by a driver while weaving through traffic. The crash happened yesterday close to the Walgreens just west of Academy on North Carefree. Colorado Springs police say during their investigation, they learned the kid was crossing outside of the crosswalk and was running through traffic before getting hit.
A man is under arrest after disrupting a men's league soccer game yesterday evening. Officers called to the 1600 block of Springcrest Road, that's near Briargate Parkway and Voyager, just after 4 o'clock after multiple shots were heard being fired. That suspect, identified as James Heckler, was detained by several citizens. Until police were able to arrive on scene, no one was injured. Heckler was intoxicated, believed to be in the midst of a mental health crisis.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says an inmate has died at the county jail. 58-year-old Felicia Hudson was found unresponsive in her jail Saturday night. The Sheriff's Office says life-saving efforts were made by first responders, but that Hudson died in her cell. She had been in jail for just a day at the time of her death. An autopsy will be done to determine the cause of her death. First responders from various state, local, federal agencies teaming up in El Paso County for a training exercise. Mike Smaldino, PIO for the Colorado Springs Fire Department and Pikes Peak Regional Incident Management Team, say their goal is to get everyone on the same page and focus on how they would work together in all types of hazards and situations.
We want you guys to know that we are ready, that we're getting ready. We're continually trying to train to make sure that when that day happens, that we're going to put the best foot forward and we're going to do what's right for our communities.
The incident management team was first established back in 2018, but then was sidelined during COVID. Over the weekend, they ran scenarios and simulated a fire in the Palmer Lake area. The Pikes Peak region faced with the threat of wildfires year-round now. October is a high fire danger month, but the group also responds to hazards like blizzards as well as, which is something Colorado is no stranger to.
A state representative from El Paso County leaving office a little early. KRDO's Brent Carmen has more.
Republican Representative Tim Geithner tells Colorado Politics that he resigned from the General Assembly on October 7th. Geithner had already decided not to run for a third term in the state legislature and says he plans to spend more time with his family. The Falcon Republican was the assistant majority leader in the Colorado House at the time of his resignation. Brent Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers is making an endorsement in a statewide election for a position he once held. Southers endorsing Republican Attorney General candidate John Kellner for the top legal officer in the state. Kellner currently the district attorney in the 18th Judicial District that covers Arapahoe and Douglas counties primarily. He's taking on incumbent Phil Weiser. The mayor says that he has a clear message for why he's endorsing Kellner. The state and city are seeing rising crime rates to fix that. He says we need to elect someone, quote, tough on crime.
We've reduced our prison population 23%, while crime's gone up 46%. And they act like there's no correlation. There's a very clear correlation. And we've got way too many people on the street that should not be on the street.
Prison populations dwindled in Colorado during the pandemic, according to the Associated Press, dropping as much as 16% in 2020 alone. Both Weiser and Kellner, though, have said they don't believe the attorney general is directly responsible for crime levels in the state.
Senator Michael Bennett is defending the Inflation Reduction Act, not reducing inflation. Bennett was a big supporter of the act yesterday. He admitted he doesn't think the Inflation Reduction Act is going to start reducing inflation for a while. Of course, he's up for re-election for his seat against Republican Joe O'Day. Polls show the state of the economy is one of the most important issues for Colorado voters. Bennett added that he also doesn't think inflation is just an American problem right now.
One of the things I've been trying to explain to folks is that this is a global problem. You know, Canada has the same inflation that we have. Every country in Europe has the same inflation we have. The UK does as well. India has as well, because we're facing, you know, broken global supply chains.
The act went into effect in mid-August.
After chilly morning starts, we'll see mainly sunny skies and below average but mild temperatures for this time of the year. 61 degrees, Colorado Springs, 65 in Pueblo. Then we've got clear and chilly conditions overnight with Tuesday morning lows down into the mid-30s. Mostly sunny once again Tuesday afternoon with a high of 67 degrees for Colorado Springs, upper 60s and low 70s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.